The reason why corn and soybean prices have risen in 2022. Corns and soybeans are farm products taken as food or used as raw materials. In most countries, corn and soybean productions generate money for them. Nations that produce them in abundance noted significant growths in their gross domestic products. Therefore, if these countries stop producing these crops or reduce the quantity of production, it all affect their economies. In addition, if they produce enough but there are little or no buyers, the crops will go to waste. These countries will lose money. Additionally, they would have wasted manpower, resources, and time spent on cultivating these crops. Fortunately, countries that produce soybean and corn have made profits for some time. However, things have begun to change because of COVID-19 and the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. COVID-19 has contributed to the unstable prices of soybean and corn. That is why agricultural products trading specialist Roman Davidovich cautions commodity traders. He also advises investors to invest in U.S. commodities because of the increase in demand for U.S. crops. Roman Zenon Davidovich has adequate experience in trading on a global level, so he knows what he's talking about. Soybean and corn prices in some countries. In Singapore, corn prices increased around the 1st of March 2022. But many are concerned about trade interruption in the Black Sea area as a result of the Russian-Ukrainian war. Consequently, it has affected the corn price in the country. This is also the same for soybean, whose prices rose a bit and then fell. Australia financial analysts in commodity trading have stopped buying Russian and Ukrainian corns and soybeans. The decision has affected the demand, supply, and costs of soybean and corn in Australia. Egypt is not left out because Ukraine supplies commodities to Egypt. The war has prompted Egypt to suspend commodities soybean and corn inclusive purchases from Ukraine. The suspension has disrupted the Egyptian agricultural market. The Chinese agricultural sector is expected to import thousands of soybeans from the U.S. in 2022. The U.S. is also an exporter of commodities to other countries. In 2021, it exported thousands of commodities to foreign countries. In 2022, it sold thousands of soybeans to China. Understandably, the U.S. will not be affected much by the Ukrainian-Russian war. Moreover, soybean and corn were sold at a normal rate last year. The investment value of these crops also increased simultaneously. This happened because more countries started buying from the U.S. when Black Sea trading was disrupted. Lack of rain in these regions affected their agricultural sector. This made them import foreign crops from countries like the U.S. Thus, the demand for U.S. crops has increased, so also is the cost of selling them. Likewise, the U.S. agricultural sector has seen a boost for the past 6 months. Agricultural experts hope that the agricultural sector will improve more and remain stable till 2023. They are hopeful more farmers will produce more crops provided the government provides all necessary resources. Effects of Russian-Ukrainian war on soybean and corn prices. Russia and Ukraine are large exporters of agricultural products globally. They export wheat, corn, oil seeds, soybean, and many more to foreign nations. The ongoing war in Ukraine has put a stop to the manufacture, sale, and exportation of all products. The number of traders that turned up for the 2022 trading tender was too low. One main reason is the disruption in the supply chain of commodities from Ukraine and Russia. Western countries have sanctioned Russia for their actions, hence, many countries stopped buying Russian commodities. Countries that buy these commodities can't turn to Ukraine because Ukraine is now a war zone. Ukraine can't sell anything right now because it needs.